Is that a chill? Or am I just scared? Because guess what, people? 2023 is coming around the corner, and there's some things that you should be afraid of, and we're going to talk about them as parents for this next year. So you'll definitely want to join us for this next episode of Hashtag Dad Life, where we're talking about some things that are scaring us when it comes to 2023.
Welcome to Beyond Real Estate with Jaylik, the podcast discussing parenting, real estate, and business. Every week, we go in depth on how to become successful in business and life. Jaylen, take it away.
Well, hey, everyone. 2023 is just around the corner. And if that doesn't scare you enough, that another revolution around the sun since the last time we got drunk and stayed up till midnight, if that doesn't scare you, then some of these things will, because we're going to be talking about some of the things that are going to be scaring us. What do you mean, Jaylen? Nick, what do you mean scaring? I thought you guys were two big brutish men that are just strong and nothing can scare us. False. I'm afraid of so much. Spiders. Sharks. No, that's my wife. The ocean, though. Large bodies of water. Freaks me out unless I can see the bottom. And some other things that are going on in 2023 as a parent. And so maybe you can relate with some of these. But Nick, I'm going to let you start off first. When you hear 2023 is right around the corner, Diego is going to be another year older. You're a year old today.
Not when we release this, but yeah, they were recording.
I should have. Everyone, I should have known that. He is the. he's my cousin, technically.
No, I should have known that.
I didn't know that at all. To be fair, though, you're the kid that is your namesake of mine. Shares a birthday with you, so yep. It's super easy
at my discretion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. We had two kids. We had uncles. That'd be weird. That would be an abomination against nature. My wife and I had two kids, and both kids, you know, were like, first one's middle name was Joshua, we like Nick, boom, and then he landed on your birthday. So it's like, well, that was meant to happen. We're gonna just walk away like that was all intentional,
right?
But what's got you so scared, Nick? I see you shaking over there.
I'm thinking about boots because of the amount of boots that Diego is gonna be growing through here the next year. The amount of shoes, the amount of clothes, like that to me is scary to think about, because just watching him from where he was right to where he is, and you're just like, he's just gone through so much stuff so fast. And I know year one's not going to slow down anytime soon. Just going to see the next one. And then just like, oh my God. Like, what? We have to buy what now? How much? What? Again? We just got that. What do you mean he's already out of it?
Like, yeah. And you don't want to be that parent where the kid is in high waters. And you're like, okay, he outgrew those like 5 months ago. Are you going to ever get him new clothes, or are you just a bad parent?
Yeah. That's scary to me. That's scary to me. What else is scary to me is him and his first words, because I know no is going to be such a easy one, as it is for so many. So that scares me in terms of how well I handle that response to what I'm sure will be the most things. Diego, get up here. Diego, not doing that. Like, it's not there yet, but I know it's going to be. So that's scary to me in 2023.
You just gotta use the threats. That's all I ever did. I was like, I will take you
to a 2-year-old.
Oh yeah. Oh, I threatened the 2-year-old especially. I go. Listen here, Soren. I will take you off the top rope if you don't clean your act up. He doesn't know what top rope means.
Say that was not ideal.
Well. Oh. Yeah. Call me a hypocrite.
Beside the point.
I just edit these episodes. I don't actually listen to them. No, I constantly threaten. No, yeah, the 4-year-old, 2-year-old. Oh, threats coming their way left and right. I will take them off the top rope. I will slap them up. Okay, I never do threaten to slap them up. That is one thing that I don't do. But laying down your foot. That is one thing that scares me is you said the word no. But mine in reverse is saying on. No.
Oh, on is the reverse of no.
Oh. Well, look at it. It is It is too late in the day on a Friday while we record this for me to have gotten that. But yes, yes. On is the opposite of no, but it is... I'm finding... So the kids are cute. Your own kids are just cute, right? Your kid is the cutest kid in the world. And you're like... Then you look at other people's kids and you're like, you got an ugly baby. And so, yeah, I could say no all day to that pace. But when it's your own kids, you're like, I just can't say, like, when they say no, and they're like, I can sense that, Dad, that wasn't a hard no, so I'm going to check back in 5 minutes. And you're like, okay, I give in. You asked me twice. Yes, of course you can have it. And so that is something that both of my kids, I can tell, are playing on more. And so I'm having to work on just meaning no and being like, no.
I really want that. I love you.
I'm like, stay strong, Jalen. So that is the point where I'm at, because, you know, like, my kids are gorgeous. They're so cute. They're, one of them is chunky. The other one looks just like me. Like, how can I say no to this? So saying and meaning no, it's something that I know will be difficult.
Okay.
This next year that I'm really having to fight. The other thing is, yeah, you said it. You said it really well. The clothes, they just grow so fast.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is so cute. It happened multiple times. I don't know if this happened with you. It happened multiple times with us where we're like, oh, yeah, this is what a cute little outfit. And, you know, it's still in like the little hanger. And so it has little plastic
gloves
in it. And you're like, it's so cute. And then you like you put it aside for a week and you're like, actually, this is 2T, and my kid's now in 5T, so
yes.
That's garbage now, I guess. I guess we'll donate it to Goodwill, completely unused.
No, some things have got a bit tight on Diego these days, so she's like, oh, great. Lulu pants again. That's nice.
Look like little packed sausages for the legs and the arms and those.
Something like that.
But yeah, like, so yeah, some of that stuff he'll wear once or twice. She's like, oh, I like that. Like, that was a cool shirt. That was different. It's like, yeah, he grew out of that. She's like, cool. Great.
Yeah, I gave into it early. I was like, I'm going to put our kid in stuff that way is like doesn't fit him, but he'll look cute in it because he's like, oh, he's wearing a big shirt. It's a little too big for him. And it's like, yeah, next week he'll fit him perfectly. I don't see the issue with this. Just move it over to him.
Goodwill is like our place. Monica yesterday was like, can we go to Goodwill tomorrow or on the weekend so that we can, you know, go and shop for more clothes? I'm like, hell yes, girl. You know it. I'm all about Goodwill. I'm about thrift shopping. Yeah, high school thrift shop by Macklemore. That was my jam. I was born a thrift shop. So, yes. The other thing, though, that I am super afraid of this next year, and you don't have to deal with it anytime soon because of Diego's younger, but Emerson, my four-year-old, will be starting kindergarten in the fall of next year, which is insane. You're like, wait, what happened? Like, you were a tiny little person and you still can't pronounce your L's properly and you're going to school?
Well, that's what he's going to school for.
Maybe they can do something with it. We've given up.
Yep.
Don't worry about
the yellow.
I don't. Yeah. It's yellow. Woo. You got it, buddy. You're pronouncing it properly. I'm giving it to you. I think it's a... It might be just we talked about nurturing last week. And maybe we're just nurturing it, but because we're like, we don't want him to grow up. So it's kind of one of those like, yeah, you just kind of keep him as a baby forever, even though they're growing. And so one day they'll be taller than you and hopefully they can pronounce their L's by then. And
it's like, yeah,
well, maybe, maybe not. We'll see if we maybe we'll just push the soft W pronunciation for all the L's and R's. But what else got your tidy whiteys in a bunch, Nick, for this 2023?
the inevitable accidents. Oh, I know I'm scared of those coming my way because, again, I know they're inevitable. It's like, and that's why they come accidents. They don't happen on purpose. And and as he's getting more confident to walk around and get places, he's going to, I don't know, burn his hand. He's going to get cut on his knee or elbow. Like, those things, you're just like, God. Dang it. That scares me. That scares me because you don't know what it is right now. Right. Yeah. But you know, it's coming. It's just like, not that you're delaying the inevitable. You just know the inevitable is coming and it's going to happen. So that scares me because you don't know what that is.
And you have to play that tightrope of like, okay, I got to let them live life, but not too much where they get too many cuts and bruises where now people are asking questions. So where's the balance here? Right? And get away with like, you know, they fell down and ooh, that was a nasty bump. But if they have too many of those, people are going to start being like, what are you doing? Pushing your kids downstairs? Like this is the fourth fall this week. Like, I don't think your kid's that clumsy. And then they watch him walk into an open door. CPS. I make so many bad jokes around my wife, and especially about abusing kids. And the reason why it's funny is because she's a mandatory reporter, and so just to put everyone at ease, if she actually saw something bad happen, she'd have to report it, or she'd go to jail. At least that's how I interpret the law. Maybe I'm just trying to see if she does report me and it's a false report and then she goes to jail nonetheless. And it's like, hey, we're there. Daddy's clean. Mommy's in jail. We're having a good time. But yeah, fine line there when it comes to that. What are some of the things that you're doing then? If that's a fear for you, what are some of the things that you're doing that you make sure that your kid doesn't, I don't know, fall downstairs, grab a hot pan? You always hear all these horror stories and it's like,
well, you just put him in a straight jacket and tie his feet together.
Naturally.
Yeah. Can't walk, but he can't touch anything. He's grows to buy a larger size each week.
Yeah, but please get called for a different reason if that's the case.
Yeah. No, like right now, we still use the gates because they work, right? Because he hasn't figured out the latch. He hasn't figured out the latch system. So we've able to fence him off of more than half of the house. So that's where we're at. But obviously when he gets smart enough to figure out the latch, then it's game over. And then it's that inevitable. You're working a little bit. You hope he stays out of trouble because you need to get something done that's time sensitive. And then you hear the crying go. You're just like, God dang it, what happened? Right? It's going to happen in 2023. I'm unfortunately putting money on it. But
I'm glad you brought that up because that's one that, boy, it's easy to do work-life balance, like working from home or something. And you're like, yeah, when one of them can barely even talk, let alone walk, you know, he's not running. He can't reach many things. And the other one, you know, you're like, you get the rules. Like, we have a common understanding. You get it. Like, don't do something stupid. I'll get you milk if you need to. Whatever. We're kosher. But then both of them become toddlers. And I'm starting to feel this more and more. And you're like, so neither of you, like, are you guys like punching in and punching out? Because it feels like you're taking shifts to disrupt my. I don't know how you guys are coordinating this so well, but good on ya. I'm doing nothing today while I'm home. Thank you so much. Yeah. I had nothing better to do besides be a physical basketball hoop. Like, we have a basketball hoop hanging up over there, but I have to be the basketball hoop.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a full-on meltdown. You're like, okay, so this is just my life. In 2023, I can see it. It's going to be coming harder and faster than ever.
More basketball hoops coming Jalen's way. Which is only appropriate because of how you're named, but...
Yeah.
Can't digress.
Yeah. Right? Right? Ah, geez. That's still a fun story. We'll create a little. Hey, everyone!
Like the name game bonus? Or something.
Yeah, you want some bonus content? We'll give you bonus content. Jalen's gonna tell you how he got his name. So we're not gonna post it on this episode. You have to follow the episode, and I'm sure there's some way that I can lock people that aren't subscribed out to it. But we'll see. If you want to see the fun story, it is a fun one. So laughs all around. But. That's Nick. Any other fears for 2023 besides it being, already? Geez,
no,
it no. 23 years since the Backstreet Boys were just like everyone's thing, you know.
Yeah,
that's scary. That's if you didn't feel old, you do now.
no other ones because I feel like I've opened the door for so many broad things to happen. That I feel like that's enough to keep my mind occupied for sure.
Yeah, Diego will find something else.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even know that was something I should be afraid of.
Yeah.
Land sharks.
Right.
Well, that's all we have for this episode of Hashtag Dad Life. What are your fears for 2023? What's got you spooked? Let us know, because maybe we can walk you through it, or maybe you'll just heighten another fear for us on our list, which no thank you, but thank you very much for commenting. Be sure to subscribe, support this podcast. It's really easy to do. We don't ask for money, but we do ask for your support when it comes to sharing, subscribing, and just, you know, just like a 5-star review on some of them podcasts. You know why? Because it helps the algorithm, it helps us get to more people. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. Just bringing more joy and heightening everyone's fears for being a parent in 2023 and beyond. So thanks for listening. We'll catch you here on Wednesday, where we are going to be talking about how to buy a home in 2023. If you don't know how to do it, we're going to give you a step-by-step instructions. Find the weak points in your current plan so that you can be a homeowner next year. And we'll catch you then.
Want to see, hear, or listen to more of Nick's take on California real estate market? Check out my links below.
Also, check out the links below for more information on products, books, or references made in this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.